What up, Interweb? It's the Web Corner, and I'm your host, D. Today, we're coming at you with an E3 2019 podcast. And I'm just going to go over a few of the things that I liked, was interested in, or just my thoughts on the whole thing all around and together. And I'm going to go in a little bit different than most podcasters or YouTubers do. When they attack the videos or their podcast, they go on and talk about, just tell you, you know, what they liked, and just pretty much telling you what was at E3, as if you can't find it yourself. But I'm gonna go a little bit deeper about it. Some of the shit I don't care about, some of it cool, but I'm gonna start off with just some things that I don't care about. Animal Crossing, never really played it, never wanted to. To me it just seemed too kiddy. I mean, I'm 36 this year, you know. I really just don't care. I mean, other people find enjoyment out of it, and that's their thing. I ain't nothing against them, but just something I don't care about. I just thought I'd mention it. But it looks entertaining. It just, to me, it looks too kiddy. But hey, teach stay home. The next one is Watch Dogs. Looks like a dope game. I've never played it. I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where you had to play it to be hyped for it. But I'm not really hyped about it, so I don't really care. I just thought I'd bring it up because I didn't want people to be like, oh, why didn't you talk about this? Or why didn't you talk about that? So, yeah. Not really concerned. I may eventually play it though, because I'm one of those people, like back in the day, I never played RPGs, I never played like RTS games, and my boy got me into both of those genres, I guess you can call them. We'll see. It was back when Quake came out. I was thinking I was in either leaving middle school or going to high school, and Quake was out. The first Diablo was out. He got me into that, and I really enjoyed that game. What else? Final Fantasy VII. He got me playing that, and I never played a role-playing game in my life. I always thought it was just not my flavor. It's funny I'm saying that, because when the first Smash came out, I thought the same thing, and for a while I was a Smash fanatic, and rolling with a little segue, Banjo's in the new Smash. I do not have a Switch. I'm not even sure if I'll buy one. I bought the Wii U, and that just kind of felt like Nintendo let me down, so I figured the next system I probably wouldn't get, because I don't see myself buying a lot of games for, because I didn't see a lot of games come out for the Wii U that was entertaining to me. So I figured the Switch wouldn't be much different. Plus, I don't know, I just don't like the little Joy-Cons or whatever. My friend has it, and I mean, it's a cool system, it's a cool idea, but I don't know, it really had to take something big for me to get it. And like, when I bought the Wii U, I pretty much just bought it for Smash, because I had a group of friends that, you know, fairly large, or no, I'll say a small group of friends, that we all used to get around and play Smash, and it was something, you know. It was that's what we did. I mean, we took it serious. We never actually competed or anything like that. We probably should, because we were really good, but you know, people go different directions in life, so Smash just isn't one of my number one priorities. It's something that you gotta play with other people. I'm pretty sure you can play it online, but it's just different when you're sitting there with a group of friends in a living room talking trash with each other, and you know, everybody's getting it in. But I also mentioned Final Fantasy VII as one of the games I got introduced to that I didn't used to play, because it was an RPG. So with that being said, the new Final Fantasy VII is coming out, and it looks awesome. It looks amazing. They always seem like they put everything into that particular game. I always wanted them to make a part 2, or an addition to it or an expansion, I guess you could say, and it never happened, and now we're getting it. And unlike the next game that I'm about to mention, I do miss the, what do you call it, the turn-based play, which I guess they got something kind of like that in the new one, so I'll definitely be checking it out. But, yeah, graphics look amazing like always. Looks good. I'm just curious to see what all is going on with the game. I'm glad it's coming out. I mean, it's taking a while, so I feel like they're putting a lot into it. I'm hoping they do what they used to do, which is like, and I hope they don't make it like the pre-order version where you gotta pay $70, $80 and you get, you know, the double disc and then it comes with a soundtrack. I'm just hoping it's a large game that takes multiple discs to the fact that it's kind of nostalgic and it, you know, it's a, I don't want to say throwback, but you know, a nod to the older game. Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. I hope they add in some new moves and things like that, and specials and all that jazz. I'm just really curious to see this game. Like, we don't know enough about it. We haven't seen enough about it, so I'm just curious. I can't really go in on that like I want to. But with that being said, I'm moving on to the next one that I don't care about, which is the last one I don't care about, which is Doom. And now that I say that, I feel like maybe it's not necessarily a game I don't care about, but it might be a little too late. Like, we waited so long to actually have a good, decent Doom game. And I mean, it's been a while. Like, I've been lost interest. I used to love Doom. I think the last one I played was on N64, maybe. And I can't even remember if I liked that one or not. But, yeah. Doom just, I mean, it's Doom. It's, I mean, Quake kind of took its spot, excuse me. Quake kind of took its spot for a while, for me at least. It was the Doom that I needed at the time because there was nothing out. And like I said, I just kind of lost interest in it. Like, certain games, when they're made, they take out stuff that makes it good. And I think that's actually what happened with Quake as well. It just, I don't know. The one I played on PC was cool. I, believe it or not, I actually loved the one that came out on Dreamcast. Dreamcast was like my favorite system. It had so many interesting and unique games with various different gameplays. Of course, you had like your Quakes and things like that, but it had games on it that were just different, or that, you know, you look at something like Tech Romancers. I think Soul Calibur first came out on that, and Dead or Alive, and what's another one? Oh, I can talk all day about Dreamcast. But yeah, it was just great game, man. Great game system. And Quake was I think that was the last time I actually liked it. I'm not even sure if it came out after that. I'm pretty sure, but I want to say I didn't like anything that came out after that system. But moving right along, the next one is Cyberpunk with Keanu Reeves. Now, Keanu Reeves has to be the most humble motherfucker in Hollywood. Cool as shit. Like, I can see myself hanging out with like Keanu Reeves or Jim Carrey, even though people think Jim Carrey is nuts. I think Keanu Reeves and Jim Carrey is some cool dudes, man. And I have a lot of respect for things. I looked at his history and, you know, how he grew up and his relationships. And I just got a lot of respect for the dude. And I'm surprised he's actually in a video game, but I'm not at the same time, because it just seems like that's his nature, to be a person like that. That just kind of does what he does, expands his horizon, you know. But I'm interested in seeing that and how much of a part of the game he's going to be in. And is it just we're going to use his face to sell this game? Because we don't have a Cyberpunk, you know, 1 or anything like that. So are they using that just to sell it, you know, use his face? Because, what is it, Dead Stranding or whatever with Norman Reedus, the guy from Walking Dead, is in it. And I'm still curious about that. Like, and the crazy thing is, I'm kind of more interested in Cyberpunk than I am that game. And I actually love the character Daryl and everything. And I love the actor himself. I liked him in the Boondock Saints back in the day. It was a movie a lot of people didn't see, but I think it became a cult classic, kind of, or whatever. I don't keep up with that shit, all that jazz, but I'm just hoping they're not just using him as a face to sell it. I'm hoping he's actually a part of the actual game and gameplay and all that, so that we weren't just, you know, being duped. But even if he's not, and it's a good game, I'm kind of interested in it. I want to see what it's about. I think I'm hoping that they're, you know, some of these games are adding something new to what the previous games that we already have. Like, we don't need another Fallout or something like that, man. We don't need that. You know, that's one thing that, going back to Dreamcast, that I loved about Dreamcast is, yeah, you did have fighting games and you had, you know, RPGs and things like that, which I loved Grandia on that. I can't remember the other ones that came out on that system. But I'm hoping it's, you know, a new game as far as maybe they create their own genre or something. I don't know. I have such high hopes for things that are coming out now, because everything just kind of seems like it's all being just remakes of stuff, or, you know, just kind of like the movie industry. It's all remakes, reboots, remasters. Like, take the re out of everything, please. So I'm hoping they're going to bring something new to the table that'll really pull people in, because that would be awesome. That would be something that we need. That, to me, the gaming world and the movie entertainment and TV needs a refresher. Like, the Bandersnatch on Black Mirror was a bit refreshing. It was done before, I'm sure, but it was refreshing. It hasn't been oversaturating the market, in other words. So it made it, you know, better. I'll put it that way. That makes sense. All right, moving along is Breath of the Wild, the part 2 of the Zelda game. Now, like I said, I don't have a Switch, but I'm happy that this is coming out, because we haven't had a Zelda series that had a part 2 on the same system, even though technically I guess it came out on Wii U first. But we haven't had that. We haven't had a, you know, 1 and 2, or a series, you know, all the way up to 3 or 4 like we used to on, you know, any of the old Nintendo systems. So apparently the game was good. I can say that. I played it on the Wii U. That was actually the last game that I got. And sometimes when I'm bored or whatever, I still go back and play it. I still haven't beaten it. And I definitely didn't get any of the DLC. Not saying that that'll never happen, because now that I have a man cave, that might happen. If I have time, if things go good for me as far as jobs and stuff, and I'm able to have more time to get back and play some of these games. Like, if you guys could see, I have boxes of games over here. Like, I'm looking at 2 Sega Genesis, PlayStation 4 box, an N64 box, but I do have other systems that I just haven't brought out, and from my storage area, quote unquote, right now. But I want to get it all set up and just go back and play some of these old games that I never beat, or some of these old games that I just love to play, and just kind of enjoy life, you know. But not to get too sidetracked. But Breath of the Wild, the second one. It looks cool. It looks just as creative. The same artwork and everything as the first one. I think it'll be good. I'm not sure if it'll be what will make me buy the Switch, but I don't know. I'm just so on the fence with that damn system. It's like they're remastering and remaking games on that, and it's just, please, like, geez, if you got the people from old Dreamcast days just to make you games or give you creative ideas of what to do, do that. Get that old team together and make your games so you have your own games on there that you don't have to be like, oh, well, we're putting out Call of Duty also. You know, it's like, come on, Nintendo, you're way past that, and you've always been the company that had more creative game systems and shit like that up until the Dreamcast, I feel. But, okay. Do I have anything else to say about Breath of the Wild? I don't think. I'm sure I'll think of it once this is over with. That's usually how it works. But, alright, on to the last one. There was a couple of other games on the list. I didn't do like a top 10 or nothing like that, because, like I said, some shit I just didn't care about, some shit I really wasn't interested in. Before I go to the last one, and I'm sorry I'm doing all this snapping in your ear, I was hoping to see something about Dreams VR. That game looks amazing. Unfortunately, we didn't get anything about it. I was really hoping to see something about that, and we didn't. And I guess that's okay. You can't have it all, I guess. But I'm sure they'll end up putting something out soon. I'm not even sure when that's releasing or if it's even out yet. But I'm interested in seeing some more about it. It's fun to see what everybody creates and, you know, just the artistic side of it, because I'm an artist myself. But, you know, it's not just being an artist, it's creating a game. So it's just, for me, it's fun to see what people come up with. And it kind of inspires me to do things. And, you know, when you haven't done art in a while, or, you know, even if you do music or something like that, if you haven't done it in a while, like they say, if you don't use it, you lose it type thing. But sometimes it's hard to be inspired. So just being able to see what other people have out is, man, it pulls at my heartstrings a little bit and makes me want to jump up on something. So I'll probably end up getting out. Well, I know I'll get that. I'm going to have to buy a bigger hard drive for my system, because I just have too many games. Moving on to the last one is Avengers. Now, we've heard about this game for how long now, and they haven't told us anything. We saw up on their webpage that they were looking for, blah blah blah, you know, head of this or director of this or whatever it was. I can't remember, and I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you about it. But they were looking for these people to run or, you know, do things, artists, whatever the hell they were looking for. And with that being said, I think that's the main reason a lot of y'all should shut up and sit down and wait for the game to come out. Because you know, they went through all this trying to find these people. I'm not even sure if they found the people yet. But everybody bitched and moaned and cried and complained so much that I feel like they were like, here's a drink to wet your whistle before we actually show you what we got. And everybody's complaining about how characters look and how the graphics look. It's like, you don't complain about an unfinished product. You don't do that. That's like having to write an essay and then getting your teacher to judge your rough draft. You know what I mean? It's not done. It's not finished. You can't be like that with things like this. These people work very hard, and they spend a lot of time, and some of them spend a lot of time away from their families and stuff, and Lord knows what else happens. You know, are they getting paid enough, or, you know, they getting overtime or anything like that. All of this just to make you happy. Yeah, they're getting paid and everything, but at the end of the day, you're the one who gets the happiness out of it. They might enjoy it, but they gotta probably move on to the next one. Or if you guys start complaining as soon as the game comes out, guess what? Oh, now they gotta do updates and they gotta go back to work and they're working on this and that. So, you really have to respect and appreciate what the people do and give them some time to get things right. You know, I don't really care how Iron Man looks or Tony Stark looks. You know, people are complaining about that, or Thor looks, or Captain America looks, and it's like it's just they showing you something. It's not like, hold on, give me a second, you guys. Some noise outside. I think these little stray cats that like to hang around are fighting or something. But anyways, yeah, you guys just got to give them a break. I mean, it's bad enough people go online and they cry and complain and get things switched. I mean, look what happened to Sonic, even though that was a atrocious, monstrous design. That should have never been okay to begin with. But you know, give these people a break. Let them do what they gotta do. You know, just let them work. They'll get it right after it comes out. And there's problems and shit. Y'all gonna complain anyway. So you might as well let them work. Get the shit done. Get it polished up. Looking nice. And then you got an end product. If your whole problem with a game is how a character looks, or how his hair is, or he doesn't look like the movie character, or he looks too much like the movie character, then you're crazy. You're crazy. They already said this is its own universe. And I'm happy that it's a part of the Spider-Man PS4 universe, because in my first video, I said I would love to see other heroes and stuff in the second one. And guess what? We might just get that. We might just get that. Or we might even see him in this game. Who knows? But guess what? They're building their own universe. People was mad about the movies, and look at it. After 10-some years, all these movies, they did it right. If you want to be mad at Marvel or something, be mad at them about X-Men. Be mad at them about X-Men or Fantastic Four. Be mad at them about Ghost Rider and all that, you know. Be mad at them about that. This is something that can be so crazy different. Like, you know, you got Tony Stark. You know, well, let's just do by the hero name. You got Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, the Hulk, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody. But anyways, you got a bunch of characters, which I'm hoping and I'm sure they'll do. They'll add other characters, probably anybody from the movies, including Guardians of the Galaxy. They'll probably add them all into the game as maybe downloadable characters or as different missions and stuff like that. We don't know how it's going to play, but in my mind, I have an idea of how I hope it plays and how the game is. And I hope they don't hold back and nerf things too much. Like, alright, this is one thing I definitely hate. I hate Black Widow. Not because she's a female character. I just hate that she's always a part of the main team and not like how I'm kind of used to seeing her. Like, working with S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff, and not being on teams with the most powerful Avengers and stuff like that. Like, she's with a 130-pound woman, and she's OP than Captain America. He's getting tossed and kicked around, but she can't be touched. It's like, really, she's not, you know, and she's got two Eskrima sticks or batons, whatever you want to call them. And then guns, like, we've got plenty of games with that. Like, you got Uncharted and Tomb Raider and Grand Theft Auto and stuff. I don't really want another gun where I'm in, or game where I'm in third person view and I'm running around with guns shooting as a Avengers game. No, I want to build these characters' power. If Hulk can jump how many miles, man, let him jump that. Let him smash up stuff, like, for real. Let, you know, Iron Man be able to fly wherever and shoot different types of missiles and beams and, you know, have an arsenal of weapons. And, you know, the same thing with Thor. Let him have all his Thor powers. Don't sell the character short, man. I just hope they do it right. And I really hope they just don't have those few characters in it. It wouldn't be horrible, but it just, I don't know. Part of me wouldn't like it. But I definitely still play it. But yeah. They gotta let all the powers be open. Don't nerf the characters, you know, to the point. And I know I'm saying "you know" a lot. I have that problem when I'm thinking sometimes. But yeah, let them be as strong as they are. Even if you have to slowly build up the strength and, you know, doing each mission, you start getting more powers. If you have to unlock abilities and stuff, that's fine. But have them able to do it. Don't just nerf them now to the point where, oh, well, Hulk can jump high, but he can just jump this high. Like, really? If he's jumping as high as Captain America or freaking Black Widow, I'm gonna be pissed. Or as far, like, I'm gonna be pissed. I hate when they do that. It's a video game. You're capable of doing things in it. It's like animation. But it's just like animation. You know, there's a lot more things you can do with animation, because it's pretty much just animation anyways, than you can do with a live action movie. And I know a lot of people say, well, CGI, yeah, well, come on. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say. I hope they do this the right way. I hope they do it the right way. It would be really nice to see them handle it in a sense to where, okay, well, what they showed us at E3 was those five characters. All right, well, stuff's going on all around the world. Okay, so now we're in Wakanda. Okay, and now you got to play as Black Panther and Winter Soldier and whoever else. You know, that's how it should go to me. I mean, I can expand on this for a while. If you know, you get to handle all those missions in different parts of the world, or, you know, the city or state or whatever, and then you all have to meet up, and then you get a choice to pick which characters you want to go on a mission. That'd be cool. Almost like a first person Ultimate Alliance. That'd be pretty cool. And that's crazy, because I used to love Ultimate Alliance. I don't know why this new one just looks so cartoony and, like, toyish. It almost looks like they're just stretched out Funko dolls, or like a Nickelodeon show cartoon. Like, I just can't take it serious. And I get it. They'll most likely do the alternate versions of their costumes and stuff. And while I'm on that, this is a segue for this. people, y'all shouldn't be getting mad at how the characters look, because you know they're most likely going to have the costumes or, you know, the character designs from the movies and comics, all that. So if you don't like the way that looks, you most likely going to be able to change it in-game anyway, if you think about it. Because every character in comic books, I don't care if it's Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse, whatever, they all have alternate costumes, and that's they're gonna make money from it. I just hope they're not gonna do it as in-game transactions, cause I hate those microtransactions crap, man. I'm so over that crap. I'm so over it. So over it. And this is another thing that I'm hoping for Avengers 2. You got your main game. And I know some people going to be like, ugh, I ain't going, you know, facepalm. But if you playing as Avengers and they got you 50, 60 or more Avengers character that you can play as, do a battle royale type, you know. Everybody's on this Fortnite kick. Do an Avengers battle royale. Come on now. Tell me that wouldn't be crazy tight. And I don't even know if I'll be happy with having it to where it can only be one of each character on it. Like, you could only have one Iron Man each match, you know, only one Captain America each match. That'd be cool, because it make it more realistic, but I know that probably won't happen because everybody's gonna wanna play as their favorite character, and they probably have to make a billion servers, or the hugest server brand in the world, to be able to make that many matches. But I mean, it's just an idea, it's just a thought, it's just my opinion, like all the rest of this crap is, and y'all are entitled to yours and welcome to agree or disagree, and I really have no say on it. But Avengers should definitely be handled that way. And I think it's handled in, it's not handled, but I think it's in San Francisco, it takes place in San Francisco, so I'm guessing that would explain where they are during the Spider-Man game. If I'm not mistaken, that was the Golden Gate Bridge I saw. I watched it on my phone when it first came out, so I didn't really get a good view, and I was on my work break, so who knows. I'll have to check it out again. But yeah, people, hope you enjoyed the podcast. I know it was a little bit longer than usual. I don't know if y'all want short podcasts, or you like them longer. I don't know, but if you're listening, and I hope you are, leave a comment. Or even you can leave me a voicemail or a voice message and let me know what you think. Like my, rate my podcast and let me know what you're thinking. Tell me what you think I should do, what I should change, even what I should talk about, what you'd like to see me talk about. If you have any questions or anything like that for me, I'd be glad to answer those and talk about them as well. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Later.